face a common enemy, a common threat, a common challenge, and a common task.
That voice may not be familiar to you, but to generations of world leaders and negotiators the world over, this voice was one of the most familiar voices of American peacemaking. The late diplomat Richard Holbrooke's life tells the story of how America's face to the world, from Vietnam to Iraq to Bosnia and former Yugoslavia to Afghanistan, has been a tension between the power of diplomacy and the power of the U.S. military. This weekend marked the 20th anniversary of the Dayton Accords he negotiated that ended the conflict, if not the tension, in Bosnia back in 1995. Ambassador Richard Holbrooke died suddenly in 2010 in the middle of an assignment to find peace in Afghanistan. Holbrooke had the deserved reputation as a genius and an unstoppable negotiating force. He was sometimes uncharitably called the bulldozer. President Clinton described the Dayton Accords as a worthy legacy at Holbrooke's memorial service.
Everything everybody said about him here is true. But in the end, what matters is there are a lot of people walking around on the face of the earth today, or their children or their grandchildren, because of the way he lived his life.
But Ambassador Richard Holbrooke's story has not really been told until now. Filmmaker David Holbrooke, the ambassador's son, has produced a singular portrait of a father who was often not there for his family, but whose life takes us deep inside the halls of power in Washington to tell a story relevant to America's challenges in the world today. The Diplomat by David Holbrooke premieres tonight on HBO. It takes us on two separate and inseparable journeys of a father and a son.
It was an odyssey through his life. It was an odyssey through American history. It was, you know, look back at my own life and forward too, because to me, I made this film partly for my children so they could really understand who he was. So they came along on this trip. And you know, people ask me how long I've been working on the film, and I usually say, yeah, about 50 years.
What did you learn about his Vietnam days, his very early start in this world?
He landed in Vietnam in May of 1963. President Kennedy was still there. We have a clip in the film of somebody saying President Kennedy expects the troops to be home by the end of the year. And so, as my mother says in the film, he was at the beginning of Vietnam rather than the end, which is a very different thing. It was formative. And what he really saw was that being on the ground in Vietnam, he was seeing things that the people in Washington who were making the decisions weren't seeing. And he was dismayed. He, as George Packer says in the film, Robert McNamara comes over and doesn't even know what questions to ask, yet gives it his stamp of approval and goes back to Washington to continue making bad decisions.
Why do you think your father seemed to be, and this is the amazing story in this film, seemed to be undone by Afghanistan and the way the Obama administration was constructed? He certainly got the sense of Afghanistan on the ground, but he didn't get the big picture, it seemed to me. And he I think, understood the brilliance of Barack Obama, but he didn't get the administration. It was a cipher to him.
Well, and it was mutual. The administration did get the brilliance of him. And I think that's, you know, what happens. But he was undone in a bunch of ways. You know, first of all, the problem was so intractable. Afghanistan and Pakistan, as he said to me, you know, I know how to be Secretary of State. I think I make a great deputy to Hillary, but they've given me the hardest job in the administration. And I asked Hillary that in the film, and she says, yeah, but yes, by many metrics, that was true. And I think he understood what was ahead of him in terms of Karzai and all the problems with Pakistan. What he didn't anticipate what was behind him, which was really the Washington, D.C. culture that didn't work for him. And
Petraeus.
And he made it worse. Petraeus.
An enemy of your father?
Not an enemy, but not an ally. You know, and not an easy thing. You know, Petraeus, my father sat down and my father said, David, we need to talk about reconciliation, getting to talks with the Taliban. Petraeus says, Richard, that's a 15-second conversation. And I think my father also had to work against, as much as he respected the U.S. military, work against them because they were so entrenched. They ran everything in Afghanistan. They had been in the neglect of the Bush years, but had as well with Obama. So we had to work against that. But I think the biggest part of this, John, was that stylistically, generationally, temperamentally, he was completely out of step with the president of the United States. And that
a president who didn't want to hear anything about Vietnam?
Apparently not. And that's unfortunate. My father has a speech we use in the film where he says, and he's talking about Vietnam. This is in the fall of 2010, but he's really talking about Afghanistan.
As they say, the following does not necessarily represent the views of the U.S. government. There was nothing wrong with our cause in Vietnam. Those of us who signed up or were sent there did not question our goal. But sometimes even the world's greatest power can't achieve its goal.
That I all look at as my father's fault, his own missteps. He didn't understand that it was a whole different thing. And what he had worked for him before with President Clinton and in other administrations was going to work this time around.
As someone who is well aware of your father's flaws and missteps, nevertheless, he was taken for a ride by some really nasty folks who wanted to be in this film. What was it like sitting down with the advisor to the president on the National Security Council, who President Obama appointed, who basically essentially had the same job as your dad?
Well, you know, Lute's really interesting because he was a holdover from the Bush administration. He was the war czar for George W. Bush. And so he was an outsider as well, which he told me. So it was really hard for me too. Your father and I actually shared that outsider status. I think, you know, the nastiness was really coming from Doug Lute's boss, who was General Jim Jones, who was the National Security Advisor, who at one point said my father was a dead man walking and was really working hard to fire him and actually thought he could. But then Hillary Clinton said, no, you can't fire him, and went to the president and said, Mr. President, you can fire Holbrooke. I can fire Holbrooke, but General Jones can't. And his job was saved. Sadly, ironically, however you want to phrase it, I think he might have been alive if he had been fired. You know, the stress was so much, but if he'd been able to get out of the administration, I think he had an aortic dissection. It was detectable. They could have found it.
Well, it would have taken him the decision to slow down for 5 seconds so a doctor could get their hands on him.
It wasn't in his nature. But for him, he also didn't want to seem vulnerable. He knew he was in shaky ground. And so for him, he really had to be sure that he was healthy. And at the end, there's a very sad scene in the film where I'm seeing a note where an aide of his writing down kind of his last words. And one of his phrases is, my career in public service is over.
What was it like listening to those tapes that he made, looking at that little piece of paper that he was scribbling notes on as he was taken to the hospital?
It was hard.
I am supporting direct talks with Taliban. They've indicated a readiness to talk. I'm sure they'll take a tough line at the beginning. That's what negotiations are about.
You know, one of the things I always said as we were making this is I wanted the film to be loving but honest. You know, honest about his foibles, honest about his mistakes, but always loving.
David Holbrooke is the director of The Diplomat, a documentary about his late father, Ambassador Richard Holbrooke. Thanks so much, David.
Hey, really a pleasure, John. Thank you.